August 12th, 2023. What in the name of Dirk Diggler? It's impossible to screw this up. You just gotta do it. Today, you're gonna learn everything you wanted to know about aeration. And let's be honest, you've never wanted to know a damn thing about aeration. Hell, there's better than a 50-50 chance you do not even know what it is. Well, keep listening so that in about 5 minutes, you can impress your friend or friends with what aeration is and why you must do it, how enterprising young men have been performing this critical task as far back as 1917, how to aerate the lawn yourself, the secret additive the pros use when aerating, and as promised, how in the name of Dirk Diggler is 4 inches good enough to get the job done. It's August. Drought and excessive heat are the norm. Months of mowing, pets, and free-range children have stretched your grass to the brink of extinction. A lack of water is the most obvious cause of stress in your lawn. But there is an issue lurking below the surface that is strangling your lawn one root at a time. Compaction is the slow, silent killer of lawns. A real Mithridatian sort of thing. The University of Maryland says compaction occurs primarily in the soil surface. A compacted layer as thin as 1/4 to 1/2 an inch can greatly impede water infiltration and gas exchange between soil and atmosphere. It can't be avoided. Natural weather cycles and regular use compress the dirt. It's the unfortunate reality of enjoying your lawn when up to 50% of soil is empty space. Wikipedia says, a typical soil is 50% solids, 45% mineral and 5% organic matter, and 50% voids, or pores, of which half is occupied by water and half by gas. The percent mineral and organic content can be treated as a constant, while the percent soil water and gas content is considered highly variable, whereby a rise in one is simultaneously balanced by a reduction in the other. The pore space allows for the infiltration and movement of air and water, both of which are critical for life existing in soil. Compaction, a common problem with soils, reduces this space, preventing air and water from reaching plant roots and soil organisms. Sciency, ain't it? This isn't too hard to understand. Soil that is compressed doesn't let water, nutrients, and oxygen to the roots of your grass. Left unchecked, your lawn is weakened and left vulnerable to disease and weeds by the squeeze of compaction. It's kinda like walking around for a year with a mask on your face. You'd be frustrated, annoyed, and lack good clean air. You'd be left weakened and vulnerable. Hey, speaking of, the first patent, at least the earliest I found in 90 seconds of searching, for a machine to alleviate lawn compaction, referred to the device as a turf ventilator and was filed in 1917. How about that? The Tyson U.S. patent number 1217245, issued February 27, 1917, shows a turf ventilator with a forked handle having a large rolling cylinder disposed between the ends of the handle. A rack of aeration blades is pivotally coupled to the cylinder axle and trails the cylinder. Depth of penetration is controlled by a bar with an adjustable counterweight extending over the rack. That's from the U.S. Patent Office. Now, correcting soil compaction in the fall is the best prep for a luscious stand of turf come next spring. In many cases, compaction is why your lawn doesn't recover in the spring. Bare spots, anyone? Aerating in the fall will allow the roots and soil to become oxygenated, hydrated, and give it the organic revitalization it needs heading into winter. A true professional homeowner knows that being proactive is how you manage your lawn. If you wait until spring to start prepping your lawn, you're 5 months too late. There has been tons of innovation and optimization since Tyson's turf ventilator. So what do pros and professional homeowners do now? Aerate, aerate, aerate. Say it with me, aerate. aerating machines should remove plugs of soil from the turf, creating a system of large pores by which moisture and plant nutrients can be taken into the soil. They are referred to as core aerators. Core aerators pull plugs about 1/2 to 3/4 inch in diameter, 2 to 4 inches deep, and about 2 to 6 inches apart. Equipment having solid tines or spikes should not be mistaken for aerating equipment. These types of machines actually increase soil compaction by compressing the soil into a denser mass. The University of Maryland says 4 inches is all you need. Shut up. You can rent core aerators from any equipment rental shop. There are even some Home Depot locations that offer them for hourly, daily, and weekly rental. Many big box retailers often sell core aerators that you can tow behind a standard lawn tractor. They're not much, usually $300 or $400. That's how I roll. Now, pro tip, these bad boys require added weight like cinder blocks. When you're leaving the store, head on over to the masonry section and grab 4 or 5 cinder blocks to put the weight on top of the aerator you tow behind the lawn tractor to push the core aerator into the dirt. It is critical. Don't let your kids ride on top of it. Now take your time putting them together. You trust me, please. Dr. Shakes has entered the chat. I'm not one to sit in the moment and find the zen of repetitive tasks. I like to get the job done. When you're assembling equipment that has a rotating drum of sharpened 6-inch tubes, patience is required. Now, this inaugural issue of Pain in My Grass, the newsletter and or podcast, is getting a little long, and I need to save something juicy for issue 2. So I'll finish up the story of Dr. Shakes next week. Now, when aerating your lawn, it is imperative that you run the machine over your lawn at least twice in opposite directions. At a minimum, one pass north to south and then another east to west. Don't get a compass. Perpendicular paths. Come on, people. While you have an aerator out and running, it's worth going over the high traffic areas even more times. Around the mailbox, along the borders of the driveway, and anywhere you notice the grass struggling in the heat of the summer. Now, you're not going to hurt anything by using up all of that rental agreement. Get out there and poke some holes. The secret additive that Jorge doesn't know about? Gypsum. Listen, I don't know Jorge, but apparently he has a killer lawn and people in his cul-de-sac are afraid of his green thumb. Now, as good as he is, my guess is he isn't using gypsum. TheSpruce.com says, primarily, gypsum is used for helping to break up heavily compacted clay soils, making them more porous and able to absorb moisture. This is particularly helpful in areas prone to drought. The addition of gypsum can promote better drainage and air circulation, which can aid root development and nutrient absorption. That sounds a lot like why we use a core aerator, eh? Think of gypsum as slow-release aeration. Throw this down after a healthy afternoon of punching holes in your lawn, and you are in the top 1% of all lawn stewards. The elite. The best of the best. Pain in My Grass, the newsletter and podcast, will make you better.